This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox this morning. Cannot wait to speak with Shannon Bream, but of course, she has her own intro, as she should.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Always great to have you, Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Heidi?
I am fantastic. I am just watching with amusement. I had no idea till I saw a story on Fox about how many lawsuits have been filed against the Trump administration. So lawyers are still employed, so we should be happy about that, right?
Yeah, listen, that is not going away. In my former life, I wasn't a lawyer, so it feels very helpful these days to have the background because, listen, it's like a beautiful mind. If you remember that scene from the movie where there are all of these, papers and strings drawn between them and trying to coordinate, I mean, we have got over 100 lawsuits now that we are tracking that deal with challenges to what President Trump has done in the first few weeks of his presidency. So, yes, I think the legal profession is not going to run out of work to do.
It was crazy. So last time it was Russia, and everything else, and lots of investigations, and now it's just lawsuit after lawsuit to prevent him from doing anything, basically.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, the Trump administration, to be fair, knows that they're provoking a lot of these legal challenges, but they're doing it on purpose. They want to see how far they can stretch the use of executive power, and they know that a lot of it immediately is going to get hit with an injunction, and that it will ultimately work its way, they hope, all the way to the Supreme Court, so they can get some ruling, some precedent on the books in, you know, ink, black and white, on paper to say they can or can't do certain things. So I think that they know a lot of what they're trying is going to absolutely hit these legal headwinds immediately. But what they're hoping is that the long-term strategy will pay off by provoking these questions that will have to be answered once and for all.
Well, certainly with Shannon Bream host. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Heidi. Certainly, there would be some legal challenges to the executive order that Trump is expected to sign today that would eventually, well, supposedly abolish the Department of Education. But he can't do that as president. So what would this executive order really do?
It'll be interesting to see, right, what the teeth of it, of this order, what it really amounts to, because is it something that leaves the Department of Education there but simply as a shell, that it diverts funding or takes certain power or authority away from it but leaves the actual federal agency intact? Because just about everybody agrees only Congress could abolish it and get rid of it altogether, but could you kind of take the stuffing out of it so that it sits there as sort of a figurehead? You've got Secretary McMahon, who's tasked with getting rid of this department, actually overseeing something that just has kind of all the power and funding taken away from it, but still exists on paper.
I'm laughing at this Judge Boasberg, who was demanding that the planes turn around. And I think it's hilarious that Trump basically went, you know what? Too bad. And then when one of the world leaders tweeted out to El Salvador's president, oopsie, too late. This is hilarious to me.
Well, and it's sparked a lot of memes, a lot of social media reaction. Babylon Bee is out there with an article right away that said, you know, federal judge demands astronauts be returned to Space yeah. Center. So it's going to provoke all kinds of chatter in the social media, but in the legal world, too. I mean, it sparked this conversation where there are calls for impeachment. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court comes out and says, listen, when you have a disagreement, that's what the appeals process is about. You don't run to impeachment for an issue or decision you don't agree with. So, man, it's sparking all kinds of conversations that people outside of law school never really thought the general public would be having. But the astronauts, I think, get to stay here, though.
Yeah, I think they do. What's interesting, too, is, you know, with this Alien Enemies Act, which is what Trump invoked, as you know, to send these deportees out of here, these gang members who everybody can identify, a gang member, gang experts can, certainly. The administration says that a judge doesn't have the authority, this is interesting to me, to tell the president whether he can determine a country's being invaded, because that's how that act was used previously. That's fascinating to me, and I'm sure it'll be subject to legal challenge.
It will be, absolutely, and we've got a legal panel this weekend on Fox News Sunday, because sometimes you walk into the planning meeting and immediately the idea is we need a legal panel this weekend. I think we can do that every week from here on out. The questions about, you know, what, and again, it gets back to those questions over and over again, the core of executive power, how far does it reach? The Alien Enemies Act, what did the founders intend? There are a lot of provisions there. It's not just that we're actively at war, but it's this idea of invasion or incursion.
Right.
And I think, a lot of these things that are, you know, dusty 200-plus-year-old laws, well, maybe 150-plus, they're going to get their day, I think, in the U.S. Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get some answers.
Do you think you'll be talking about this stuff going on with the auto pen signature, you know, Biden supposedly using that to sign these pardons?
Yeah, I think we might try to touch on that as well, because that all the social media posting by President Trump saying it's going to make these things null and void. There are a lot of good people who are top legal experts out there all across the spectrum that say, no, listen, the auto pen has been used for a lot of things. President Trump says he doesn't use it for legally binding documents. He may use it for letters and those kinds of things. But there are a lot of people who say, listen, it's been used by multiple administrations for multiple different things. And you do have this question of standing. You'd have to maybe wait for somebody who got one of those pardons to then be subject to some kind of legal action or indictment, who would then go to court and say, no, I have this pardon. The auto pen is legit. So I don't know if it ever gets litigated, but we'll see.
So what's coming up on Sunday with the Fox News Sunday?
So in addition to our legal panel, we will have a White House guest. We're about to announce that. But we also have Maryland Governor Wes Moore. He is one of the prominent Democrat rising stars. His name is being thrown around for 2028 run for the presidency. But what does he think the party does? I mean, is he for getting rid of Schumer, too? I mean, what do they do with all these internal conflicts? Who's actually leading the party? I don't know, but maybe he can answer.
Absolutely. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. Thanks for being here on The Mark Cox Show.
Have a great day.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, I saw a poll the other day where they were looking at who were the best leaders for the Democrat Party. And guess who was at the top of the list?
AOC.
Yes, ma'am, because they're in such disarray that they would actually put her at the top of the list.
Well, she's not even old enough yet to run for. Well, she's my age, I think. Is she 35? 34? I don't even know if she's old enough to run
like
for
that.
President. I guess she's got four years, so she will be by the time there's another election.
God help us. God help us. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.